God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
I'm faithful. Faithfulness is important. But God wants to take you beyond faithfulness. He wants to take you to fruitfulness. There are brownie points for showing up. But don't just show up. Amen. Come with a purpose. I'm not leaving here the same I came. I'm going to praise God with all my heart. I'm going to worship Him in spirit and in truth. I'm not going to let anything distract me. Oh, don't just show up. Amen. So apostles, he saw me at church. That's right. You'd be amazed at how you know. Even when you sit somewhere else. Come on, let's talk some more faith. Is that all right? Yeah. Amen. So we operate in the laws of the kingdom. Listen, why is that? Because that is the realm where God lives. He doesn't just visit. He lives there. He's always there, ever present. So in Luke chapter 5, let's look at the story here. I won't be too much longer, but let's look at a portion of scripture here that relates to this faith we're talking about. Luke chapter 5. Starting at verse number 1 through 4. Luke chapter 5. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Amen. Amen. Next verse. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Okay. Sad but true, that's what many people are right there. They stand behind an excuse. Amen. Amen. Y'all don't know how I've been trying to make this thing work. Come on. I lost 8 hours of sleep last night trying to get toiling. Yes. Amen. Selah that for a minute, because there are many people stuck right there. Excuses. You know what someone said one time? An excuse is just the skin of a lie. That's pretty strong, ain't it? An excuse, the skin of a lie. That don't mean you're a liar. It means that the devil done fed you something that's a lie. Now, if anybody could have made excuses, Peter, we toiled all night, didn't catch one minnow, a sardine. A smelt. Y'all know smelts? Didn't catch anything. But he didn't stop there. And see, the reason he didn't stop there, I believe, because Jesus had used his boat. Jesus had picked him and said, let me use your boat for a little bit, launch out a little bit, and let me teach. So he set an atmosphere. Peter was washing his nets. He ready to go home. Go to bed. Amen. Discouraged, disgruntled, mad, amen. Angry. Amen. Ready to go home. He's through. But because Jesus took the time, he changed or shifted an atmosphere. Amen. 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 That's my assignment this morning. What you do with the atmosphere is up to you. Amen. Will you say, you fished all night? Or will you go a little further and say, nevertheless? I hear somebody saying, nevertheless, I ain't drink water in 2 days, but I'm going to start drinking water. Because you replace water with soda. You're still alive, but imagine what type of optimum health you could have if you really decided to pursue that by the grace of God. And guess what? Holy Spirit will help you. Because he needs your temple. He needs you around. How many know the body? I'm stuck on this body thing. But the body is able to heal itself.
Amen.
Don't just fast for, you know, because it's fashionable. You know, you saw some on YouTube, so you're doing intermittent fasting now. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. But do it to focus. Do it to get more clarity. You want more revelation in the Word of God. Push the plate aside sometime. Oh, it's getting quiet in here again. Why did he get back on the body? Because the body needs help. Our body needs help. I can't speak for everybody, but I need to be around here a long time. And I don't want to be, I don't want to have to do.
Amen.
I want to be walking around here at 95. A specimen. Did you know that brother is 95 years old? You never would have known it, would you? Right, Ella? All right. Come on, what? And it's not something that is unachievable. But start where you at right now. Stop playing games. See, sometimes leaders are angry, or people that lead are considered angry. You know why? Because they stop tolerating stuff.
Amen.
That's where leadership starts a lot of times. Where you say, all right, I'm drawing the line right here. It is over with. But start it with yourself. Say, no more of this. No more of that. That's been killing me. Been hindering me and fogging my mind up and making me sleepy. I can't even read the word. Give me the jitters all the time. Draw the line. Say, no, it's over. Some of y'all looking at me like, I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm going to help you. You go get help. I hope you get convicted if that's you. Get convicted. Like, I get convicted about stuff. It's like, all right, this has been on me long enough. I have tolerated this long enough. It kept me mediocre long enough. It kept me average long enough. There's much more in me that's got to come out of me. And this won't let it. So I got to get rid of that. Make up your mind. Peter said, nevertheless, at your word, I will launch out into the deep. Jesus has set an atmosphere. There's an atmosphere here. You can make some decision. You can get mad. Get mad at yourself. If you need to, get mad at yourself. Say, you're going to act right. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey. You better stop acting a fool. Talk to yourself. Self-talk. Pitying yourself all the time. I'm leaving the flesh alone. Leaving the body alone, let's go into the spiritual side. Look at verse number 5. Peter said, nevertheless, at thy word, I will launch out into the deep. And Simon answering said, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. First thing I want to impart to you as it relates to your faith. Where is your faith, first of all? Are you in the shallows? First thing I want to say is launch out. Get out of the shallows of your faith. Stop pampering your bad habits. I feel like walking all around the church right now. I don't know if the camera can see me. Stop pampering the bad habits. That procrastination. Always putting it off. That's why you never get it done. That's why you lose the momentum. See, the key is momentum. Get the, you know, when you start treating your body right, your body will start acting right. It'll be more lively. You'll have more energy. Your mind will be clearer. Your relationships will start to flourish. A lot of things will start to, because your body is fearfully and wonderfully made. But when you neglect it, when you mistreat it, it fights. It wants to, but it's not in agreement with you. You're treating it wrong. You're abusing it. It's quiet in here. I can hear the fans. It's okay, though, because I wanted to convict us all. Because God has promised us health. Contrary to what a lot of people will say, you prosper and experience health as your soul prospers.
Amen.
As you make decisions. And I'm not saying this but from a position where God really dealt with me hard. Made me mad. I said, I don't want this. Yeah. Twist it all up until I finally broke through it in my mind. I said, all right. Lord, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me.
Amen.
Because one thing many don't like is discipline.
Amen. Amen.
That's like a curse word. Tell me anything but discipline. That's legalistic. That's under the law. That's what people think. No, God wants you to discipline yourself. How is he going to give you dunamis, great anointing, and you ain't disciplined? Your mouth will go 100 miles an hour under the anointing, killing everything in this place. Well, you can't go through a trial and hold your peace. You're just about to cuss. How God going to put a heavy kavod? How is he going to put a crown on you?
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.